The link between those three and the next one is exactly the subject of that last one. But the next one is a poem which is in which the mythology, if you want, you know, for want of a better word, I keep going back to that one, comes from is less important than how it happens in the history of our time. And it's a poem about a kind of exile, a moral exile, which is something, which is another development of what I was talking about. Feeling of being a part of the place where the most appalling things and the most crucial sacrifices are going on together, and that one is connected with both of them but is helpless to prevent the one or to help the other. The poem is called Banishment in Winter. And I think I should say a few things about some of the images. I don't think they're hard, but, you know, they're the kind that might make you stop and go fooling around so that you get lost and pick yourself up three or four lines later on wondering where you are. The image at the beginning is one of the Northern Lights. And it's that scene as something which is already becoming part of human manipulation that is the image that moves into the poem that way. Yes, and also I should say that, you know, it is a winter thing, and it's looking into the north, which is not only the idea of being able to see things over some pole, as you sometimes would have, you know, in this, if you're very far away from the place you come from, a place where polar flights would come from, but also north in the biblical sense, one is in the fallen world. And the world is ruled by Lucifer. And Lucifer, in the Bible, as you remember, comes down from the sides of the north. And, you know, one can go into that little... Why Lucifer comes from the north, one can go into that till midnight. But he does, anyway. So the cold in the poem is all part of the dread and the connection with that. The poem, as I said, it's called Banishment in Winter. From the north, the wands, the long questions of light, descend among us from my country, even by day. And their discoveries are recorded beyond the silence. Blue eyes watch needles. Oh, little by little it will be seen who remembers the cold dusk crossing the pastures, the black hay ridged along the darkness, the color of snow at night. So even by day, the wands reach toward the outer river, toward the deep shadows, inquiring. And above us, like stars in a slow negative, the migrants, the true migrants, the true migrants, won't be immeasurably far. The dark migrants, the souls, move outward into the cold. But will it ever be dark again in my country, where hanging from lampposts the good fill the streets with their steady light?